Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 348, top of the day to you, Steph.
You've burnt my mouth already.
Because we're eating Thai green curry, right? I made meatballs out of I think it's pork and lamb. Well,
the meatballs are yummy.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some kaffir lime, some bean sprouts. I had leftover cauliflower, so that went in.
Yeah, that's nice.
Leftover broccolini, that went in. And bok choy as well. Or maybe it's pak choy. I get those two mixed up. Anyway, I got the paste, like the Thai green curry paste. Yeah. And I went, oh, which one is the one that's spicier? And I couldn't remember, so I went, I'll take this one. And I think this is the
spicier
one.
Spicier. Well, I don't know what it is, but ever since I've had kids.
Can't do it?
More so green curry. Mm. It just puts my mouth on fire. Excuse me. Immediately.
It's an emotional moment.
It's really sad because I do love the taste of it. Mm. But after the first mouthful, you can't taste anything else.
Mm. You won't be able to just hoe into it for the whole thing. Like, you have to keep stopping. Yeah. So maybe each time you'll enjoy the mouthful again.
And excuse me if I have to keep clearing my throat of the curry every 4 seconds.
Oh, no.
Have fun editing, Leah.
Or else I'll just leave it all in. Brady Bunch quiz later. I think we've done one before, but I watched the Brady Bunch movie again, the first one. So I thought we're going to talk about Brady Bunch.
Wait, is the quiz the movie or the show?
Bit of both.
Okay.
And I've watched something new that we were talking about that was on ABC iView.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Mm-mm. something? Okay.
I watched something new we have spoken about.
Okay, cool.
And I thought you were going to go there.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So we've got at least three new things. Well, not new, because I watched a Brady Bunch movie from 1995, but we've got three things to talk about.
I have a little recap I could do.
Cool.
Of a series that I don't feel it deserves the need to recap every episode. I could just give you my summary.
That was like me. The Acolyte. I watched it.
Mm.
House of the Dragon season 2.
Yeah.
I've watched it.
Yeah.
Something else I can't remember. I've started The Bear season 3, but I've only watched 2 episodes.
Oh, that's I was going to watch that from the beginning.
Well,
I forgot about that.
Got plenty of time.
I'll go back to season 1.
Well, yeah, you don't have to go back to it. You have to start there from the beginning.
I think I watched episode 1, but I would have to go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I have to.
That makes sense. Look, I've enjoyed all of that, but I'm just really itching to get into the news.
If you aren't getting your watches fixed just by listening, follow the watches on Twitter and Instagram.
This sounds like an interesting show, and I need to read it almost verbatim from the Deadline article, because the first time I read it, I was like, that's a bit sounds confusing. And then I thought, oh, you know what? I don't really need to get the grasp. I'll just read it verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new show for Netflix called Building the Band. And they kind of have judges, kind of like The Voice and...
It's pop stars. It's pop stars.
Sort of. Oh. Yes, very much. Yes, but...
No, Jackie O.
With a twist.
It's a boy band, not a girl band.
Nicole Pussycat
Dolls.
Liam Payne, who I didn't remember that was his name, but then I saw his photograph. He's one of the guys from One Direction. Kelly Rowland.
Nice.
Obviously, know her. And AJ McLean, who is the cool dude from Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
They are all hosting this.
Fun.
And I'm going to give you the synopsis. This is straight from Deadline, and I quote, Building the Band seeks to discover the great next music group. So not a band, it's a group.
Yep.
Which makes sense because everybody in there was from a group, right? They were not from a band. They're from a group. So they're right there.
So
they
still pop
know.
Stars. So fast.
Exactly,
still
exactly,
stars.
Exactly, right? So they're going to make this group without bandmates initially meeting face to face. The singers are in complete control as they seek to form their very own bands in individual booths without ever seeing each other. All they have to go on is musical compatibility, connection, chemistry, and merit. And then the whole spiel, what will happen when the band finally meets and looks, choreography and style come into play. So I think it's one of those ones that you're like, gosh, I've read it a couple of times,
okay.
but I think I need to watch the first episode to get a proper idea of what it is.
You're talking, and to me, it just is describing putting together a manufactured pop band. Like, I feel like the music, the personalities, the look, all of that is done in isolation of these people getting together. All they have to do is hit the notes correctly and be able to pick up choreography, right?
But I guess if you've got these, they're not judges, but whatever.
Experts.
You know, they're going to have their taste. They're going to be like, oh, I really like this person. This is
okay. I see it.
So
yes.
I think maybe
artistic differences.
Yeah, like, well, if it's one group that they're putting together and not one group each, which it sounds like it's one group, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I could imagine AJ, cool dude from Backstreet Boys, being like, well, we need a cool dude, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Kelly Rowland will be like, well, we need like someone who's not Beyonce, right? Do you know, I keep seeing this video on Reels and TikTok and stuff where it shows the video of her with Nelly and Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, I need you. And that was right. And it says, you know, back to the time when Kelly was really annoyed with Nelly for not returning her text message, when her text message was on an Excel spreadsheet. You could see it on the phone. It said on Excel. So funny. I wouldn't have known back then. I would have no idea.
Oh, God.
So funny. So, yeah, we got to keep an eye out for building the band because I still am not quite sure how it's good. Like, it sounds rather convoluted, but obviously it's not because it's been picked up.
Yeah. I feel like it has to be a very well-picked number of episodes for a season so that you grab, hold, finish, done, leave people wanting more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Totally.
Do it in eight episodes.
Yeah, eight episodes sounds about
right. If you stretch it out any more, people are going to watch three and then go,
I can't be bothered.
And never finish it.
Oh, let's not watch it today. Watch it another day.
Yeah.
And then you just don't.
Don't.
Yeah. Matt Smith, who was the Doctor in Doctor Who at one point in time, he's also in House of the Dragon, and Liev Schreiber, who is in Ray Donovan. So they are now part of the cast of one that I think we've spoken about before called Caught Stealing. This is a crime thriller movie, and I don't know what roles they're playing, but already Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz and Regina King are all on this. So that, how massive is that?
You've stacked it.
Exactly. So this is based on a series of books by Charlie Hudson. And it's about a baseball player, like a burnt out baseball player. And he like gets into this fight for survival in downtown criminal underworld in the 1990s. This is the 90s one in New York City. Remember there was another one which was the 1970s? Mm-hmm. This is the 1990s one.
Okay.
This cast, you're like, oh, this is the real deal. This is something you probably will go to the movies, like the cinema, to go and watch.
Yeah. You go to the cinema for star power.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and if you're not into Marvel movies, this is the kind of thing that would draw you to, oh, let's make a night of it. Let's go watch it at the movie, have popcorn and go La Premiere.
Oh, nice.
Choc Top?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Boysenberry Choc Top? They're underrated. When you decide to have a Boysenberry run, you're like, oh, this is the best choice ever. No doubt in my mind.
Oh, imagine Davide's yogurt sour cherry as a Choc Top.
That would be really good. Oh, that'd be amazing. I would, yes. So I'm so annoyed that's not a thing at this very point in time, and also that movie's not made. But maybe whilst, you know, all will come together.
Two roads travelling together meet at the point.
Independently at the, yes, absolutely. HBO is a place that makes stuff.
It's a place in heaven.
What's HBO made in the past?
Obviously, Sex and the City.
That's what the first one I was going to say. Girls, Game of Thrones, that kind of thing. So big stuff. They also made The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And they've been making The Last of Us Season 2. Now, Last of Us Season 2 is based on The Last of Us Part 2 or whatever, the video game. And there's a character in there called Abby. And I haven't played the game, but I know what, you know, it's impossible to follow that series.
Without knowing about Abby. I feel like I know Abby.
And people hate her because of what she did and also what she looks like and other stuff like that.
But anyway, we all know that video games turned into movies the audience like to hate.
Exactly. And isn't that part of what makes things stories talked about? You have a character that you hate. Like, you remember the Brat King, you know, in Game of Thrones. We're talking about the Brat King, you know, the king that decided to eat literally the poison pie.
Mm.
And you're like, this is
You need brilliant. A villain.
Yes. And whether or not she's a proper villain or whether she's a, you know, you're only looking at it from one side because of this, maybe she's got another side, which the game
Regina
I know
George
talks about.
Was always misunderstood.
Yeah.
See?
There you go.
Abby.
Absolutely.
Regina George.
Caitlin Deva is playing her. Not, she's not a diva. She's perfectly lovely. And anyway, so whilst they were filming, they actually put additional security on the set and particularly around Caitlin just because crazy
people are crazy
and they hate the character that she's playing. They haven't even seen her be that character yet. It's just insane.
God, humans, we really need to direct our energies and focuses
honestly,
on things that are a little bit more productive.
It's just the worst. Anyway, Dina is a character in the game and the show, and she's played by Isabel Merkend, I think is how you pronounce her last name. Anyway, she was on a podcast and she was talking about it. She said, there's just so many strange people in this world because there are people that actually genuinely hate Abby, who is not a real person. Just a reminder, not a real person.
Yeah.
And then she went on to say that there was additional security for Caitlin.
Who do you hate that's not a real person?
No one.
What?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not talking go to the set and like breakthrough barricades, crazy hate.
I'd have to think about that. Like I really genuinely did hate the Brat King.
Yeah.
Every time you was like, God, I hate him. Or Ramsay Bolton as well. For some reason I've got Game of Thrones stuck in my head. I can't get out of it. Like he was a horrible character, but he made it interesting to watch.
Mm.
And he made you invested in whatever was going on because it was so interesting because he was so horrible and the things he did to other people were horrible.
And he's meant to be horrible.
He's meant to be horrible.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I will watch the show. I like it. I will probably play the game at some point in time as well because I like the series. I like.
You know what they should do? Release one or like an update where you can be Abby. You play Abby.
I think you do play Abby.
I bloody love that then.
I think you do.
Just annoy everyone.
Yeah. Last of Us, part three, more Abby.
No, don't even tell them. So they all buy it.
The Last of Us.
Be like, the game is only available of release on this day. It's a one-off.
The Last
release.
Of Us, definitely just Joel.
And then as they go, start. Psych. This game's all about Abby. You're locked in now. You cannot. Psych. It will not turn off.
It won't
until
turn
you
off.
Finish.
PlayStation will not turn off. It stays
it's
on
like
the
that
whole
nightmare
time.
Game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, forgot about that. We've got a Brady Bunch quiz coming up for you very soon. But now it's time for the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Should I talk about – I'll talk about the Brady Bunch movie at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. So I watched a show that we actually spoke about at the beginning of this month or actually just before the beginning of this month because we knew it was coming up on ABC iView and it was called Guy Montgomery's Spelling Bee. And it's Australian. It's a game show with comedians competing with each other to see who's the best at spelling words out.
Yeah.
It is so funny because there are dumb rules.
Okay.
There are stupid little competitions within the thing.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And whenever they say, can you put that word in a sentence? And the sentence is ridiculous. You got people like Peter Hellyer. Oh, I won't say everybody, but it's everybody you know from, I'd say, Melbourne.
Yeah, okay.
Melbourne. Comedians are in there and it's really good fun and it's very Moorish, like you're like, let's watch another one.
My impression is comedians are exceptionally clever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously they're quick-witted.
Yep.
But clever.
Yeah.
So I don't think spelling would.
But also I think that there were some rules that were just so convoluted that there was no way that that person was going to win. But it didn't matter because they just
really lent into that.
You know, there was something about stupid hats and I think that was in the second episode. There were stupid hats and it went on for almost the whole entire episode. It was really, really good fun. What have you been watching?
So I watched a movie that we have also spoken about recently, and I'm pretty sure we spoke about it when we were saying what was coming up.
I think this is the one I wanted to watch, August. But I was a day before. I wanted to watch it the day before.
So it's Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is Jackpot.
Mm.
Do you remember talking about it?
So I really wanted to watch it.
It stars Awkwafina and John Cena. It has a bunch of other faces
right
that
up
you
my
would
alley.
Know. It is total and utter comedy. And I have to say, Awkwafina, of course, and that's why she's
enrolled in it.
Why she was cast is because she holds it altogether.
Now, the synopsis is that she enters a lottery, like the lotto.
No, so it's a little bit different.
Oh,
it's in you're right, but it's a little bit different. In the not too distant future, I'm talking 5-10 years, the Los Angeles government are in dire straits, and so they create a new lottery that's worth a lot of money, and it's all digitized. And if you win, everybody has 24 hours to kill the jackpot winner.
That was the bit I remember.
To take their jackpot.
So dumb.
It's so dumb. Now, there are rules, like the spelling bee. There are rules. You cannot use guns, no bullets.
Oh, cool.
Which is great, America.
Yeah.
So things in the not-too-distant future have evolved a little bit of different ways to kill somebody in gun-like fashions without using bullets.
So basically the premise is, the takeaway is if America doesn't have guns, they'll still try and find
they'll
a way to kill
it.
Each other.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what they're
trying
to say.
Money rules all.
Okay.
Now the jackpot is massive. It's in the billions. Mm. But it's not just that, because when you think about that, you go, oh, easy. Like I would just go hide in the woods or something, hide under my bed for 24 hours. Easy, done. I'm all good. No. It gives you a couple of hours to get away. But what it does is once the jackpot, like I said, it's digitized, whatever. It's got technology behind it. I can't say. Gave me green curry. My tongue doesn't work anymore.
I think you're saying too many things in there. Isn't it just digitized?
Digitized. I don't know. I've said it too many times
And the
now.
Problem is I heard you say it too many times, so I was like, I think I'll try and help you, but I wasn't sure how. And
spell
digitized.
It.
No, digitized. I'm not a comedian. I can't spell.
So the jackpot winner gets announced and everybody has their lotto ticket in their pocket, and it's like kind of a credit card, but it's technology. And the winner's face comes up.
Oh, so like Hunger Games sort
Hunger
of thing.
Hunger Games with the entire population of Los Angeles.
This is
so
such a fun
you might
premise.
Be standing in the room and everybody gets the beep. They open it and they're like, it's you. So they all immediately
but
turn into
not,
murderers.
But they're not allowed to get you yet.
No, they can 100%. As soon as it's announced, they can get you.
Rough.
What happens though is after a couple of hours, a drone starts to follow you and it starts to let everybody know in the whole of Los Angeles where their location is.
Wow.
So there are mobs going after the winner. So you think about what's going to happen. How do people try to monetize on that sort of thing? So companies are popping up saying, you hire us, we will, for whatever percentage, we'll protect you. We will get you to fight.
We'll be your bodyguard.
We will be your bodyguard. Mm. So it's really funny in the premise and the things that happen, and Awkwafina and John Cena are hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like when I saw the preview trailer for it, I was like, these two look like they're perfectly cast opposite each other.
Yes. And
both willing to be stupid.
Both stupid.
Yeah.
But endearingly so,
yeah.
And honestly so stupid. It's really good.
Fun.
It is a little bit reminiscent of Rat Race.
Oh, yeah.
However.
Oh, nice.
I do feel like Rat Race verged on a little bit more clever.
Oh, okay.
This one really verged on. They spent a lot of money and a lot of screen time on the mob fighting, trying to kill scenes.
Oh, because they needed
something different.
The volume of people
and to show the length that people just bang turn into murderers for billions of dollars. And so for me, I was watching nonstop until the fight scenes, and that's when I kind of was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like I could pick up my phone or have a drink of water or go, walk out.
That's like me watching a Marvel movie. You know, Marvel movies are usually like that's what people go for. Like, oh, the incredible action fight scenes. And I'm like, they're just going to punch each other for a while and fly in the sky and then land in that pose.
It's I'm
just
the need for speed. It's the car chase thing. Yeah. You go, oh, I know what you're doing now. Yeah. You're just going to car chase.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of carnage.
Yeah.
I'll catch you back up in a couple of minutes because I know who's still going to be there. The end was good. It was worth a watch. It was fun. It was funny.
I want to watch that. I still want,
Yeah, I think you would enjoy it.
Mm. What about your catch up before I talk about Brady Bunch movie?
So my catch up, and I was a little bit late to catching up, but I caught up. And that is The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, don't turn off people because
why?
Well, I know people who are not Bravaholics go, here she goes again with the housewives. Housewives are an institution. They're bloody amazing. Real Housewives of New Jersey are one of the longest franchises. I think this was season 14.
Is Teresa still in it?
Teresa's still there. Now, the woman has done everything on screen. She's
been to jail.
Children, been to jail, divorced, remarried a creep. Like it's all happened.
She's still married to the creep?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And he is dodgy AF.
Well, I mean, she's been to jail.
Oh, yeah, 100%, right? And she just falls for it. She's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Now, there's been a lot of criticism about this season, and so much so that Bravo did not give The Real Housewives of New Jersey, a reunion this year.
Because it was too hot, too spicy.
No, it was rating so poorly.
Really? And how come you're watching it then?
There is so – well, because you're kind of like, well, I want to see why it's bad. And I think what it is these guys are vicious, and they're not just vicious for the sake of a camera's up. Like these guys go deep into each other's past. They get private investigators, they contact, you know, exes and family members and all of that and DMs, and they get into people's DMs and people will contact them and they use those DMs for information. So there is so much bubbling hostility and animosity before cameras go up.
Wow.
That these guys can't be friends. They can't even pretend to. And while there have been major rifts in the past of this show, this season was distinctly two camps who would not cross.
Crikey.
And so.
Maybe go really Aussie.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to say that. Crikey. All
it just came out.
Yeah.
So even Andy Cohen said there was no point of a reunion because there would be no things mended. What they did was a really weird thing where they brought the two camps together in one venue but separate rooms, and they watched the final episode
together,
and that was their so-called reunion.
Wow.
Now, it's still on hiatus. It's still on pause. We don't know what's going to happen and who's going to come back, but the last episode truly felt finishing.
Finished.
It really, the way they were talking, it made it seem as though they had an inkling it was not going to come back.
That is wild.
So I'm putting it out there that it will potentially be the next reboot of Housewives. New York got it not long ago.
Right.
And I think because there's just nowhere to go with these people anymore.
It's just insane.
Isn't it insane? And then you think, you guys actually did this.
Yeah.
Like your fake fights have become so real.
So toxic.
You've made them even worse.
Wow.
So anyway, that's my Housewives
update. Okay. Because I remember – I don't know when it was, but you were saying that they were recasting the Real Housewives of New York because it was doing so poorly. And I was like, but I thought that was one of the big ones.
I think that kind of got into the same trap that it was the same storylines. The ladies were aging a bit, which is not terrible or bad. But if you're trying to make it a hip, young place with longevity and you get, you know, your main characters are in their 60s, you're like, and they're getting drunk every night and you think, oh,
yeah,
this how's is this looking anymore?
It's a combination of Golden Girls and Absolutely Fabulous.
Yeah. Anyway, people are screaming for the old New York.
Isn't that funny? There you go. Yeah, that's interesting. Speaking of things that should come back, the Brady Bunch.
Speaking of a segue.
Yeah.
At the climax of Jackpot Movie, while there's fight scenes and people flinging around everywhere, the song is Like a Sunshine Day, come here you now. I was like,
there's like six people in this world, I feel like, that would still get that reference. Yeah. Oh my God. There's a quiz coming up later as well, just so you know. Okay, so the Brady Bunch movie was from 1995, and around that time we had already watched the Brady Bunch and then watched it again, right? Because it was one of those shows that was on in the afternoon when you got home from school.
Okay, we were so ridiculous. When we knew it was coming, because they advertised that it was coming.
Channel 10 was like, right,
We went and bought VHS tapes.
Yep.
And we went,
we're
committing now.
Why, though.
We're going to be prepared, and we recorded every episode in order.
I mean, I know the show's brilliant, right? The show's brilliant.
I think we just wanted to, like, hallmark it.
It's a cozy watch.
And it was like, how do we I can't talk today. Yeah. It's the green curry.
How do you digitize
the memories on VHS tape? So digital.
Yeah. So when the Brady Bunch movie came out, I don't think we went and saw it at the movies, but we definitely did we?
Yeah.
Okay, we saw it at the movies, and then we also got it out overnight from the video shop.
Yeah.
Overnight. That was like $7. Overnight.
That never happened for us.
I feel like we watched it about five times in that 24 hours.
Did we not buy it after that?
Then we bought it because we had the TV show on VHS and then we had the movie and we got all the references. And
it was the Barbie movie.
There are so many references in there.
So well done.
They recreated that whole entire set. So, like, everything, like, from the pictures in the background up on the wall to that horse, which we'll talk about when we watch the sequel, but the horse statue. But also, they were showing different angles of the house internally because they didn't have – it wasn't a sitcom set.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a movie set. So there were bits that you're like, oh, that's what it would have looked like. And then, of course, we found what's his name? Barry Williams. Greg Brady's book, Growing Up Brady, I think it was called. And we read that together out loud because we couldn't wait for the other person to read it.
Also, it was funnier. It was funnier
that
way.
It was so funny. I think you were the one recreating the conversation between him and Marsha, and she was like, ew, get away.
Yeah.
Which
we then went on to embarrass him.
Yes, because,
You tell it.
I'll tell the beginning.
Okay.
I remember we were watching Rove Live and he was on the show.
I don't remember that.
And they were like, oh, and he's coming out to Australia, or maybe he was already in Australia or something, and he's going to be doing shows. And we're like, okay, Reevesby, Workers. And we're like, heard of that suburb.
Was it not Hub or Diggers?
No. Oh, maybe it was.
I remember it as being
Diggers.
Oh,
no, it was Hub or Diggers and the other one was Reeves from Workers and we were like, I've heard of it on the radio but I don't know where
that
suburb is.
Let's go to the one that's like close.
Let's go to Hub or Diggers. So we went there and we went to watch him, his one-man show, with probably, in my memory, there were like four other people.
Oh, yeah, it was tiny and I feel like they were the Grey Mafia.
Yeah, we were the youngest. I mean, it was also a bit weird that we were so into it.
Well, I think by
it
that
was a bit
stage,
weird
okay.
we were into it.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was weird, but I
embrace it though.
I embrace it because we went through our crazy stage back with the show. When we found his book.
It was a bonus. It's just a bonus.
But through reading his book, we were like, oh, this guy's a douche.
Yeah,
like,
I'm so excited.
And so when we got the chance for someone from the Brady Bunch to come to Australia.
We have to touch some of the Brady.
Let's just do it.
Like, yeah, we need to have some sort of 6 degrees of separation
with
the show.
I need to see if he is the real Greg Brady or is he this actual douche? Spoiler.
Now, in the Brady Bunch movie, he makes an appearance and he gives poor Greg a really hard time and he's like some sort of record executive, like music executive.
He was himself.
He was himself. Yeah. And there, Christopher Knight or Chris Knight, who was Peter, was in it.
What was he?
He was a, like he looked like a coach, like a PE teacher at school, and he tells someone to stop. Oh, the next door neighbor to stop bullying Peter. And then Alice is in it. And sorry, Anne B. Davis.
Yeah.
She's in it. She helps Jan through a identity crisis, you know, the whole Marsha problem.
Well, she is Alice, isn't she?
No,
the lady.
She's not.
The other lady's Alice. But
well cast, the other lady. And then you get a Florence Henderson at the end. She plays the grandmother.
That's right.
Yeah. But she's not dressed like the 1970s. She's dressed like it's 1995. Mm-hmm. So it's quite funny. It's really funny. So it's set in 1995.
It's a shame
the Brady Bunch is set in the 70s. Maybe they are. I can't. No, they're not because I watched it. Maybe they're in the sequel.
Yeah, okay.
Greg Brady. Shelley Long does a brilliant Carol.
Yeah.
But Greg Brady. What rewatching it now, he has the voice.
The voice,
down
that's exactly what I was about to say. Yep.
He's not as handsome as Robert Reed, but he is just a, like, I don't know, he's I was telling you, you've seen it before.
Mike Brady, not Greg Brady.
Mike
Brady.
There was a bit in it where Greg and Marsha are driving to school and this guy tries to pull them over and he's like, this is a carjack. And it was in the trailer, but it was still so funny. And Greg goes, well, of course it's a car, but my name's not Jack. My name's Greg. And this is my sister, Marsha. And they're like, hi.
He introduces his sister.
What's your name? And he goes, Eddie. And he's like, oh, you have a great day. And they drive off and he's just like really confused. He's like, what just happened? But cars are beeping him. Get off the road. So funny. So I thought off the back of that and all the reminiscing we've just done, it's time for a Brady Bunch quiz.
Fun.
Do you know what I called it?
The Brady Bunch quiz.
Yeah, how'd you know? Okay. What was Alice's boyfriend's name?
Sam.
Yes. Sherwood Swartz was the bloke behind the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
What other famous series did he create?
Was it I Dream a Genie?
No, you're
Bewitched.
Can't. No, it's on an island.
Give me a clue. Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, yeah. He did that before he did the Brady Bunch. How many episodes? I'll give you
117. Am I right? I'm right.
Spot on! I had multiple choice for you.
I didn't need it.
You got. My God!
No, I can't admit. I can't admit why I know that because it's so embarrassing.
Can you tell me?
No.
Okay. Oh God, that was loud. Okay. Who played Marsha Brady in the show?
Oh, God, I just had a mind blank.
Starts with M.
Maureen.
Yes.
McCormack.
Yes. Christine Taylor played Marsha in the films.
She did, correct.
Who's she married to in real life?
Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the bit, and I'm probably going to have to turn your microphone down and remind you to step away from the microphone when you react.
I know.
Because you've already done it. Sing one of the songs that the Brady Kids performed at one point in the show.
How does it start?
I
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now. I just can't stay inside.
And do you remember
in the movie, they were on the escalators.
Yes.
She had really nice shoes as well.
Sears. And then that song wasn't going to make the cut. I think this is in the show, though. Yeah. So they end up singing, keep on dancing all through the night. Yeah.
And I liked the other one better.
This is not, yeah, me too. This is not part of the quiz. But first prize was
$20,000.
Exactly.
Why would, bonus question, I got it.
So on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Marsha.